Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The mirage of fresh air, vestiges of ventilation in a suffocating climate, sounds almost mystical, an alliteration mirroring the irony of our existence. Today we traverse further into the heart of our dilapidated cities, a place where the very essence of life, the air we breathe, is now a luxury beyond reach. To the uninitiated, imagine an atmosphere so thick with pollutants that every gulp of air snatches warmth from your lungs, leaving an acrid trail down your chest. Today, Mother Nature's generous bounty of fresh air has become a whimsical memory of generations past. Rooftop revelations. Our journey begins atop the skeletal remains of what once were towering skyscrapers, now serving as barren pedestals to the elite. Here, the affluent cling to the last shreds of fresh air, with their high-powered air purifiers thundering throughout the night. The rest of us? We scavenge at the feet of these urban monoliths, gasping for the scraps of cleanliness that never make it to the ground. The lies of lung sanctuaries. The affluent advertise their private oases, branding their lung sanctuaries as the cornerstones of well-being. But behind their illustrious gates, the disparity is stark. When faced with the option of exclusive air, or none at all, the public is left to gauge their inhalations, making every breath a calculated risk. A market gasping for solutions, commerce thrives amidst calamity. The market for herbal respirators and eco-mask filters exploded, promising a whiff of the forest lost to industrial annihilation. However, adorn your face with the fabric of hope, and you'll soon realize the folly. These are placebos, mere symbols of resistance against an overpowering, invisible foe. The whimpering whisk of wind-whispered legends tell of winds that once coursed through city streets, purging the perpetual haze, a natural cleansing ritual. Now, with the strangled whimper of a stifled gale, the city's lungs are solidified in smog, sealed with the wax of negligence. Sections of silence. In certain quarters of the city, silence reigns, not due to peace, but to the surrender of voices lost to the eternal struggle for air. The hush is haunting, a grim reminder of the vitality that once palmated these neighborhoods. Today's urban sprawl is evidence that humanity's addictive grasp for progress need only terminate at the realization of its self-destruction. Each exhalation is a pittance paid towards an environmental debt we can never settle. This suffocating narrative is not new. Just days ago, the plight of our oxygen-starved existence was laid bare, and yet the situation grows direr still. The breathe easy clinics of yore now seem like desperate gasps at revival, a facade of wellness in a world diseased by its own hand. And yet we write. We chronicle the noxious chapters of our demise in the hopes that somewhere, in some parallel universe, a reader will gasp not from suffocation, but from realization. Would that breathe life into our warnings, into our art, if not into our lungs? As night blankets the crumbling cityscape, and the elite's purifiers hum a lullaby to their fortunate few, we ponder. What does the morrow hold when each day we witness the mirage of fresh air dissipate further into the caustic fog? What vestiges of ventilation will remain for us, the suffocating souls at the bottom? We welcome the dawn with trepidation, yet hope clings precariously to the notion that today, perhaps, we might capture the slightest scent of the air our forebears freely enjoyed. But then we remember, we live in the mirage of fresh air, the illusion permanent, the damage irreversible.